Pete, thanks again for taking a few minutes here on this Friday morning. And I know it's Friday and you're knee deep in the Rams preparation, but if I can, I just want to go back a few days. What was it like to tell the truth Monday? I mean, I know you can't talk about a whole lot of stuff that goes on in those meetings, but after a heartbreaker like Sunday, what's that day like?
Well, it's a hard day. It's a, you know, everybody's upset and pissed off and everything else, you know, so it's a hard day, but we need to get at it and make sure we, you know, put it in a place where we know how to move and leave it behind us. You know, that's what's most important, that it doesn't carry over and affect you. So, that was it. You know, even in the locker room before we left, we started talking about Monday coming up, you know, and getting ready and everybody kind of sitting on it, and, you know, for a day, and let's get to wait till we get to the meeting so that we can put perspective on it. And let's not be yapping, you know, about thinking we have all the answers and all that stuff, myself included. So that, I mean, that's what's really crucial. And so we do a good job. Coaches understand we've got a whole format for how we deal with the past ball game and where we put it and win, lose, whatever, you know, and the hard ones are hard. And the big wins are, I've always said that the big wins are sometimes just as difficult to leave behind as, you know, as the losses. So we got to be good at it.
And with the whole group, coaches, players, everybody, you work out those fixes that you start working on during the course of the week. Have you seen those? Are they there? Are you seeing the kind of things you want to see in the fixes this week so far?
Yeah, that we have really pointed at some things specifically. You know, the third downs is an area that's got to get better. When we were going here a couple weeks ago, third downs were working nice for us on both sides of the ball, and particularly on offense. And when you don't get those first downs on offense, it's just killer to the momentum of the game, you know. And so that's a big deal for us. So we focused heavily on that. And again, about the football, you know, taking care of the ball. We gave the ball up twice. We're getting the football. We're fourth in the NFL in takeaways. But we've just found a way that the ball gets away from us. You know, it's not like our ball carriers have done a great job of taking care of the football, you know.
Right.
So it's other ways that it's happened, and we just have to clean those up.
Couple of the things that that were of concern, at least as of Monday, and a little better on Wednesday. But how's Ryan Neal? Is he looking a little bit better each day?
Yeah, he practiced yesterday, and he did a nice job and looked good. He's really fired up about playing and all that. So it fortunately, it has nothing to do with his legs. He had a shoulder that got banged in his elbow on the same play, and both those look like he's going to be okay.
He really has become an important part of this defense, hasn't he?
Yes, he really has. He's carved out a real niche for us, you know, and he's a spiritual leader of the team too. You know, he's got a lot of juice to him, and guys really look up to him and count on him.
Now, whether it was in tandem with the fact that he was banged up a little bit, but John went out and found Jonathan Abram, a strong safety who was a former first-round draft choice of the Raiders, and signed him to the practice squad. What does a guy like that bring to the dance for you guys, and what do you know of him as a player? He was kind of a tackling machine with the Raiders, it seemed, the last couple of years.
Yeah, the sense of urgency really was obvious when we were uncertain about how Ryan would play, you know, if he could come back. And the fact that Jonathan was available, and we had watched him and targeted him throughout all the way back to the draft, and we knew him well and all that, and had a lot of respect for regard for the way he plays. And so, and he does play the kind of stuff in his background that we ask Ryan and Jamal to play, you know. And so that became kind of, we better cover and see what we can get done there. Jonathan's a good football player, you know, we're number one pick, and real aggressive. Like you said, he's very good around the line of scrimmage and tough at, you know, making his hits and tackles and stuff and blitzers and, you know, that kind of thing. So we'll see. We'll see how he fits in. We just had him for a day so far, so I don't have much to tell you on that. He won't be able to catch up, you know, by game time, but next week we'll see where it fits.
Okay. The injury situation, well, you look at the Rams, and they really are a disaster injury-wise. You know, they've got so many people hurt. But Sean McVay seems to come up with things regardless, doesn't he? Whether it's scheme or how he deploys people. What are you expecting out of him and these Rams, considering, you know, all the guys that are going to be out?
Yeah, well, I have nothing but the utmost respect for what Sean's done since the time he's been here. And I didn't know much about him. Knew his grandfather and, you know, and stuff, and knew of the family and all, but didn't know much about his coaching until he got to the Rams. He's done a fantastic job. And with the changes that they've had and all of the issues and concerns that they've dealt with, they continue to show how well coached they are and how well they scheme on both sides of the football and in special teams. And he's got great control of that team, and We have, you know, we played him for enough years that we have the highest of regard for him, and we're going at it. We're playing the world champs this week.
Let's pick two of those guys. Aaron Donald on the defensive side, Cooper Kupp on the offensive side. Maybe two of the best guys at their positions, certainly a year ago, that led them to the Super Bowl. What do they miss when without those guys, and what does it mean to your team, or does it matter? It's just the next guy up.
Well, no, it's not. Those guys are remarkable players now. They're so good and so dominant at what they do. And I would think he was Cooper was the best receiver in the game, and Aaron's the best rusher in the game. You know, and so when those guys go out, you can't replace those guys. You the next guys step up, and they do bring what they bring. You know, and all that. But you have to adjust and lean on other guys. And you know, you're not dead. You just have to adjust quickly and hopefully you can be resourceful enough to come up with something that helps you out. So I don't have any suggestions for them if you were wondering if I was going to give those.
No.
I'm not going to try to help them at all on this one. But it is a big – it's a challenge. It's a challenge when guys are that dominant of a factor.
And it's also, I would expect, a challenge for you guys to make sure that, you know, you're not basing everything getting ready for this game on the fact that those guys are not playing. They're a professional NFL football team. They're going to have guys come out there that are going to try to beat you guys up.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. That's just the, you know, being concerned about the human nature in this situation. It is crucially important for us to make sure that we're not complacent or we're not, you know, mm-hmm. taking it easy or whatever, or we relax because of those factors. It is why when we play these, prepare for these games, we never talk about those elements of the makeup mm-hmm. of another team, and we whether they're winning or whether they're losing or how they do it or who they've, you know, who their star player is or their coach is, we don't deal with that because we have nothing to say about that factor. Mm-hmm. But what mm-hmm. we do have control of is our own performance and our own preparation, and so we that's why we talk about every week is a championship opportunity for us, and we're trying to practice and prepare like it's the biggest game you could ever play in. And we're going for it with everything we got. We hold nothing back, and then we'll regroup on Monday and tell the truth about it and take a Tuesday, and then by Wednesday we're competing and we roll again, you know. And so we try to capture that rhythm so that you don't ride the wave of the rivalries or the division matchups or whatever it may be, you know. So mm-hmm. We learned that a long time ago, and we've been working hard at it. It's nothing – it's not something that you get it, you know. You don't ever just, well, okay, we got that down. You know, this yeah. is an ongoing process of working with the human nature of the situation and all of the factors, the media, you know, the roar of the, you know, the outside world and all that. Well, what's up and who's going to do this and who's going to do that? We try to get away from all of that and control what we do, and that gives us the best chance to find the best consistency.
And, you know, one of the guys who learned that lesson over the period of a decade from you specifically and now has taken it to his new teammates in Los Angeles is Bobby Wagner. What a great player he was here. You just could not get done talking about not so much what a great player. We all know that as well. But just what he meant to the organization and the community as a person.
Yeah, he was just top of the line in every factor. And the when I've been asked that a couple times during the week, and you know, about his, what does he mean and what was it that stands out, and it's by far his commitment that demonstrated this unbelievable consistency in everything he did. He did everything the same every day. The mm-hmm. knock would come on the coach's door on Tuesday at the same time, right around 10 o'clock, and boom, boom, and he'd open up the door and just check in with us, you know. And it was like he was clockwork on everything, and he recognized how important it was to have that kind of discipline, and it made him a Hall of Fame career, I think. And there's a lot of guys that have the talent, but he had everything and all of the elements that allows you to show that kind of consistency that separates you from mm-hmm. the rest of the crowd.
And for those folks out there who don't know, Tuesday is the players' day off.
Yeah,
back in the day, we didn't even get close to the facility if we could get away from it. And here he is knocking at your door at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's just the guy that he was, always first guy in, you know, and all that kind of stuff. He's amazing.
Pete, as a former player, I appreciate all that you do for the players out there now, because that you'll never know how much that will affect them in later years when they come back and they think about that. In the meantime, thanks for taking a little time here on Friday, and we will talk to you in Los Angeles.
Let's go. Let's go down to L.A. and do something fun, huh?
How about that? Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. Thanks, bud.